Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Liron Mazor, good morning to you. How are you?
Thank God, all good. All good. How are you, Howard?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. So we spoke at the beginning of the year and we spoke about New Year's resolutions, but focused on finance matters. We're now on the 10th of March. Some of them perhaps we've kept, some of them we haven't kept. How do we manage that? Do we just say, all right, well, better luck in 2022, or do we pull ourselves back and relook at it?
So I actually love this question. I was so excited when I got it last night because I think it's such a pertinent question and applies to all of us. And I think it's not only in the field of money. I think it's in any field. And when I was thinking about how to try and address this question, it reminded me of a course I once did with John DeMartini. And in that course, he said to me, what are your top 10 values? And that was really important. So I actually wrote them down. And then he said, okay, in those top 10 values, where does money fit? And that was so important for me because if you don't know where money fits in your top 10 values, it's very difficult to say, great, this year I'm going to stick to different money resolutions. I'm going to do this and this and this. But if it's not in those top 10 values, you're not going to be able to really stick to it because it's not somewhere that's high up on what's important to you. I then take it a step further and I said, you know, like if we're really looking at doing a change, whether it's in weight, whether it is in work, whether it is in any fundamental, we need to make sure that that fundamental that we're trying to change is in our top five value systems. Our top five values.
That's so interesting because you're right. If it's not important for us, we're just never going to get to it.
Correct. Now, some people say, okay, well, how do we know what values are? Values are very simple. It could be family. It could be travel. It could be friends. It could be good food. It could be health. It could be exercise, etc. So these are things that really fall very high and are important for us on a daily basis. Now, we all sit down and say, geez, I would love to be wealthy. I would love to be all of this. But nobody ever really turns around and says, great, I would love to be wealthy. And that looks like me having a net income of 100,000 rand per month. Once you get that clarity, you know where money falls in terms of your value systems because it's no longer I want to. It's now I understand what it is that I'm working towards. And that's the first starting point. So we have to get that down as a fundamental. So again, money definitely needs to form part of your top five values to make sure that you're able to stick to any money resolutions that you've set. The next step that I'd like to introduce is the same way you'd stick to a diet. You have to have something that you're doing on an constant basis, and that's really doing a monthly budget. That is definitely probably the hardest thing for most people to do because they hate it. You know, most people prefer to keep their head in the sand, not necessarily look at the numbers. They would prefer to say, geez, everything is going to be okay. It comes into the month. It's not really okay, but we'll make a plan. The benefit of doing a budget is that you actually really understand where you are every month. Now, the brilliance in South Africa is that there's actually an online budgeting tool created by Old Mutual. That's called 22-7. It allows you to actually do a lot of your budgeting automatically. So it pulls in from multiple different accounts and it allows you to see what your expenses are, what your income is, where have you spent, where you haven't spent. You can also then go in on a daily, weekly or monthly basis and make sure that you're updating that yourself. Now, it's so important also as a couple to make sure that you're both on the same page because if you're not on the same page, you know, you don't know which direction. One's going in one direction, the other one's going in the other direction. The benefit of the 22-7 app is that you can actually both have your own login details, but to the same account. So you can both constantly see what's going on. And then what's really important, and I'm sorry for carrying on.
No. This is really interesting. Mm-hmm.
But what's really important is to make sure as a couple you commit at least once a month. I would say every week or every 2 weeks minimum. That you at least are sitting down and communicating with each other so that you know you're going in the right direction. And then we've always spoken about it, having a money formula, saying, great, how much needs to go to charity? How much needs to go to savings? How much are we going to put towards debt? And how much are we going to put to living expenses? And making sure that you're living within that, if I can call it that budget or that formula, because that helps you keeps you motivated. And then the most important part about it is now that you know that money is also part of your top five, and we've said it's important to set goals, is to be excited about the fact that you're starting to create long-term wealth for yourself, and it gives you the feelings that you want of independence, of being excited. And those, without those feelings, you know, it's always going to be this heaviness. And the minute you're going to look at it, you're going to say, oh, I can't change, I can't do this, I can't do that. And then you're going to be stuck in the same cycle that you've been in for so many years. And I don't mean you, I mean us, we, all of us, including myself. Mm. go through these cycles that we have to over time keep changing and keep reprogramming, and that's completely normal. You know, that's the cycle of life. It's like the seasons. There's four different seasons, and sometimes there's summer, sometimes there's winter, sometimes there's autumn, and sometimes there's spring. And you go through those seasons as a human being. And the most important part is that we're making sure that we stick to a discipline. And that's really where that word comes in. But without money being one of your top five disciplines, it's very difficult to then make sure that you are able to go about sticking to the resolution that you set at the beginning of the year. Mm. And how to just give you one last point. Sure. I'm sorry, I just don't want to waste your time, but I know we're also tight and I can answer all your questions. But the other last point is for some people who can't stick to a budget, is it's so important to have a money coach. Somebody that you can meet with the same as you can meet with your dietitian once a month or once every 2 weeks to say, great, where are we? What's happening? Where are we going? And that financial responsibility means that you are now accountable. And the minute you're accountable, make sure that you'll also be in a position where you're going to deliver what you need to in terms of your own specific budget. So I know I went through that a bit quickly, and I'm open now to the questions or direction you would like to take with it. And I hope that's added a bit of value to all the listeners.
Yeah, it actually adds a tremendous amount of value. And I think that what's interesting to me, a couple of things that you said, and I just want to go back to some of them, is the importance of a couple being on the same page, because I see this so often in conversations with people that a couple doesn't see themselves as a team. A friend of mine said to me that he feels like his wife sees their credit card limit as a target. It's not something she has to reach, but she somehow feels that it is. He was being funny, but that in of itself is an indication that couple isn't necessarily on the same page. And I think that the team view is really, really important here. And I like that about the app that you were saying, that both can look at the app, log in. That means you're working together as a team. I think it applies to so many areas of our lives, that when couples don't see themselves as, obviously people need to be individuals, and I'm a huge advocate for that, but you have to be a team. Teams are made up of people with different strengths. So I think that's valuable. The second thing that I thought was quite interesting is you mentioned the word heaviness and it almost the negativity around this type of thing versus another word you used, which was excitement of taking control, making sure that you work towards a goal that is achievable and that is rewarding. Many of us, I mean, I remember as a kid when the night that my father would be sitting at the table doing accounts, it was the anxiety around it, even for us kids, because he'd be calling my mother and saying, well, what is this and why have you spent this? It was this tremendous anxiety that we would feel. And we carry that into our adulthood in terms of this heaviness and worry around money. And, you know, we need to change that. How do we go about doing that?
So I think that's a brilliant question. And I'm so excited about the questions today, because they really touch on things that are important for me and also my own personal experiences. So I've actually gone through a very difficult financial period where I had to open up my own charity, Tim. And that was probably one of the most humbling experiences in my life. And also my mom was a single parent. And she had to open up different businesses. And unfortunately, like your dad and your mom went through those experiences, I also grew up knowing every month times were difficult. Sometimes we wouldn't be able to get food properly. So unfortunately, I myself had to grow up with the stress of financial difficulty always around me, the same way that many, probably you did and many other people. But the way I was able to work around it is that it's really a belief system. And it's taken me many years. And I do a lot of personal work from holographic repatterning to body talk to acupuncture to many different things ongoing on a constant basis. And I do that because I need to reprogram my subconscious mind, because in effect, in our minds, we build a matrix of belief systems, and those belief systems then govern the way that we believe or see the way the world actually works. So we either see the world as easy, hard, difficult, challenging. And yes, even though in many cases it could definitely be, it doesn't have to be. And you can change that belief system. For example, how many people really turn around and say, money is amazing? You know, we all have this something like this belief that, oh, God, money is bad, money is evil. You know, if you've made money, you're not a good person. No, these are all just beliefs, and they're not accurate. Money is amazing. Yeah, money does amazing
things. We talk about people being the salt of the earth. That generally means they're poor. And yes, and it means they've got good values because they don't have money. So the minute somebody yes has money, then we think, oh, you know, are they still a good person?
Right, exactly. But money is amazing. There's nothing wrong with it. Do you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong to be financially independent. Now, we have to also bring it in from a Torah perspective. How do you know? I like to bring it in from all multiple different angles when we're looking at the question. And it is important from a Torah perspective that we're not necessarily here to make money, get rich, and buy lots of different things. We're here to get closer to Hashem. And money actually is one of the tools that allows us to do that. And that's important. So money is amazing. And money does amazing things and definitely gives you a sense of freedom and an ability to do things that potentially you couldn't do. But it also comes with a sense of responsibility and an ability to give and help others, whether it be in the form of teaching, whether it be in the form of charity, whatever it might be. Money is a beautiful thing.